Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Yud Gimel in Maseches Yuma. We're going to pick up 10 lines from the bottom on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're going to deal with the phenomenon of the Kohen Gadol becoming Pasul, having someone replace him, and then the Kohen Gadol returning, the status of the replacement Kohen Gadol. Then we're going to discuss the part of the Mishnah that says that a wife is supposed to be designated as a backup for the Kohen Gadol, lest his wife die, and machlokis with the Chachamim in whether that's appropriate or not. The Gemara will discuss the sources of both Rabbi Yehuda's position as well as the Chachamim. The Gemara then will get involved with some halachos of Gerushin and conditions that relate to Gerushin. And finally, we'll conclude with the halachos of a Kohen Gadol who becomes known. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up on Yud Beis Amud Beis about 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabban, Ira Bo Psul, Umina Achar Tachtav. If the Kohen Gadol becomes a Pasul and someone else is appointed in his behalf, Rishon Choza Avodasa, when the first one returns to his Avoda, to his role, Sheini Kol Mitzvahs Kohuna Gedola Alav. Then the second one has all of the halachos of Kohuna Gedola. Rashi explains that the Nafkamina is three lines into the wide, that just like a Kohen Gadol is not supposed to tear Kriya and let his hair go long, so too, the replacement Kohen Gadol, who's no longer the active Kohen Gadol, retains those halachos. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Rishon Choza Avodasi, Sheini Ani Roi, Lo the Kohen Gadol, Lo Kohen Hedit. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that he's in an in-between status. He's in a limbo status. He now is neither a Kohen Gadol nor a Kohen Hedit. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Yosef Ben Ilan B'Tzipori. Yosef Ben Ilam, who is a Kohen Gadol from Tzipori, Shira Bo Psul Kohen Gadol, he be Kohen Gadol, Uminahu Tachtav, he was used as a replacement Kohen Gadol. Aruch HaChamim, Rishon Chosel Avodasa, Sheini Ein Roi Loi Kohen Gadol Loi Kohen Hedit, which seems to be closer to the position of Reb Yossi, that he's in this limbo state. Why? So Gemara explains three lines from the bottom in Yud Beis Amud Beis. Kohen Gadol Mishom Eva. The Kohen Gadol isn't supposed to be replaced because of hatred, literally, which would be tension. Who's the real Kohen Gadol? So once the first Kohen Gadol returns, we lower his status. Kohen Hedit, he doesn't become a Kohen Hedit because of a very fascinating rule that's discussed as well in Maseches Megillah, and that is Mishum Mala Mikodesh Veloy Magridin. You can only be Mala Kohen Gadol, a Kedusha, and not lower him down. Since his fellow was a Kohen Gadol, so then the rule Mala Mikodesh Veloy Magridin is appropriate. The Gemara continues on the bottom line, Yubez Ambez, Amar Rabbachana, Amar Rabbiyachan, Halacha, Reb Yossi. The halacha follows like Reb Yossi, that the Kohen is in this limbo state. Umaydi Reb Yossi, Reb Yossi would admit, Sheim Avar. V'avad, if he did do avoda as a Kohen Gadol, avodasa k'shera, the avoda would be kosher. Amar Reb Yehuda, Amar Rav, halacha k'Reb Yossi. The halacha, he repeats, is like Reb Yossi. Umaydi Reb Yossi, and Reb Yossi would concede, Sheim Meis. Rishon Shechoizel Avodasa, that if the first one dies, then in such a case, the replacement Kohen Gadol would now become the Kohen Gadol. Asks Mar Pshita, Meitz Pashit, answers Gemara, Ma Desei Mahavale Tzara Michayim, I would have thought that he was considered like a Tzara, the original Kohen Gadol, when he's alive. Just like when you have two women that are married to one man, that the other woman is considered a Tzara to her friend. So to this guy is a tzara, and we would not allow him to take over because he almost wished that the first Kohen Gadol died, and that would be inappropriate. Kamash Malan, no, we don't assume that he has that din of a tzara. Maybe he was wishing death, chas v'chalila, onto the other Kohen Gadol, and we allow him to be the one that takes over. The Gemara continues discussing Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is even a replacement wife. We learned on Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda, Yafi Shacheres Maskinen Loi. You give him a backup wife. Asks the Gemara of Rabbanan Nami, Haichaishi L'Shema. But don't the Rabbanan also worry about such a thing? The whole idea that the Rabbanan said that if you're going to say this, then Ein Ladav herself, then we have to worry about the second wife dying too. Do we not find this in Halacha? Don't we do that in regards to the fear of Tumah? We designate another potential Kohen Gadol if the fellow is going to become Tamei. So too, we should be Choshesh that he might die. Answers the Gemara, Amalecha Rabban. The Rabban will say, tuma shchicha. It's common to have tuma. Misa lo shchicha, but death is not as common. The Gemara now continues analyzing the shita of the Rabbanan. Amru loy, the Rabbanan said, in kein ein l'davar sof. They said, we won't put a backup wife because there's no end to that process. Says the Gemara, shapri kamrele Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan said, well, to Rabbi Yehuda, they're 100% right. What about ein l'davar sof? Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say? Amr lecha, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, l'misa d'chad d'chashina, we're afraid that one Kohen Gadol is going to die. L'misa d'tre lo chashina, but we don't worry about two Kohanim dying. Asks the Gemara of Rabbanan, ik l'mecha shafil l'misa d'tre chashina. According to the Rabbanan, what are they going to say back? So the answer is that once you're already choshesh for death, you should be choshesh even for two. Asks the Gemara of Rabbanan, Namru Inhu Linafshai. Why don't the Rabbanan make this own argument when it comes to Tumah? And maybe we shouldn't even designate another Kohen because Ein Ladavar Sof. Amalacha Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say, no, there's a reason to designate one more than we don't have to. Kohen Gadol Zarizu. That Kohen Gadol, we would be a zaris, and we're really not afraid that more than one Kohen Gadol becoming Tame. Asks the Gemara, he's zaris, so if he's a zaris, lo meskin kohen acher, so why even on the first, is there necessary to be mafresh one Kohen? Just be confident that because the Kohen Gadol is a zaris, he won't become Tame. Kivan, answers the Gemara, kivan davdinan le tzara, kol shekenim zaris tvei. If he knows that there's going to be someone else who's going to be taking his spot, he's going to be even more mizdares, and that's why that's enough to take care of the problem of Tumah v'Tahara. Sometimes the tzara is helpful in getting things done. That competition and fear of losing his spot as a Kohen Gadol to somebody else. Asks the Gemara, Musagile b'takanta. Is it enough just to be maskinan, to designate somebody as some woman as a potential wife? The Torah says that she has to be his wife. And if we're just going to be maskinin, so then she's not married to him. If she's not married to him, if his wife dies, he's still not going to be married to anybody, even if someone was designated. Answers the Gemara, Hud mekadesh, he'll be mekadesh. They'll do erisin. V'hakama delo kanis lav besu. But if he didn't do knisa, from our Gemara is mashma, that nesuin is to take her into his house, that, like the Shitas HaRambam, if he didn't do Knisa Lav Beso, then she's not considered his house. As is the Gemara, the Kanislo, no, he did take her into his house. In Kain Havale Shnei Batim, but that would mean that he's married to two women. V'rachman Amar B'chiper Ba'ado Uva'ab Beso, V'lo Ba'ad Shnei Batim. And the Torah says that the Kapara works for him and his wife and not for two houses. As is the Gemara, the Hodim Megarishla, he divorced her. Asks Gemara, what? He divorced her on the last narrow line? Imigarish la hadron kusha l'duchta. If he divorced her, then we're stuck again. Then he's not married to two people. If he's not married to two people, if his first wife suddenly dies on Yom HaKippurim, he's going to be stuck. And it's not going to be basil to be mechaper with the carbon that he says v'chiber ba'ado v'abeso. And just one of the first wide lines, tzvicha de megarish la'al t'nai. He divorced her on a condition. Do'amrla, he said to her, ha'izagitech amnashe tamusi. It will be divorce on the condition that if you die in Yom Kippur, then I'm retroactively divorced to you and I'm only married to my first wife. So what will come out is that he won't be married to two wives if she dies in Yom Kippur. Ask Gemara, Vidilma lo maisa, maybe both won't die. V'havali shnei batim, then he'll be married to two women. Ella, da'amar lo harei zagitech amanash lo tamusi. You're divorced on the condition that you don't die. In other words, if she doesn't die, she's going to be divorced. So ilam maisa megarshala. If she doesn't die, then she was divorced. V'maisa hach kaima. V'maisa ha. And if she does die, kaima hach, the first one is still alive. Asks the Gemara, but that's still not going to take care of it. Vidilma hilo mesa v'havila gita dehai gita. Let's say the second one does not die, and then she's divorced. Umesa chaverta, And then the first one does die. If it comes lay below bayis, then he's still not going to. Then he's not going to be married to anybody. He's going to be divorced the second one, and he's not going to have a first wife. Ella, so Gemara is constantly trying to figure out what exactly is the tanai that's going to help us over here. Ella da amar la menashe tomus achas mikem, on the condition that one of you dies, then I'll be divorced to you. Misa ha, if the second one dies, kaimahach, the first one is around. Misahach, if the first one dies, hakaimaha, then the second one is around. Asimar, but that won't solve. Viduma lo mesa, let us say that both of them don't die. Velo chadiminayu, then there was no kimatnai, and the get is batel. And what are you going to have? Vahavalushne batel. And he's married to two women. Va'od, and another kasha. Ki agavna migita. Does such a condition work as a get? Va'amar Rava. Didn't Rava teach us? Harezagite hamnashlo tishti yain. Kol yimechaye. Vichayechi. Einza krisus. If a person makes a condition that extends throughout the lifetime of an individual, it's not a get. Rashi explains that the reason for that is that the get will never be kores, because throughout his entire life, she's going to be attached to him. So then the get is not a get krisos, because the moment he dies, he's anyhow no longer attached to her. Kol yimechaye ploni. But if it's dependent on the life of somebody else, then in theory, it can be kores. If that person dies first, then he'll be kores from the woman. So we have another problem over here, and that is, if he's being told of the gerushin with her death, then she's entirely agudaba bay. She's entirely attached to him, because throughout her life she's going to be married to him. If that's so, then the get was never kairos. Ella says the Gemara, maybe it's another condition in the case of where he married the second wife. To Amala, he says to her, Hareza gite chamna shelo tomus chavertach. It will be a get on the condition that your friend doesn't die. Ilo mesa chaverta migrisha. If her friend doesn't die, so then in such a case, he's divorced the second one. Vi mesa ha. And if the first wife dies, hakaimaha, then you still have the second wife. Says the Gemara, but that wouldn't solve another case. Vidilma mesa chaverta bipalgada avoida. Maybe her friend would die in the middle of the Kohen's Avoda. Let's just explain. The friend over here is actually the first wife. So let's say the first wife died in middle of the Avoda. Vigloi Muslim Afreya will come out, is it retroactively? The Gita Daha Lohav Gita, that he wasn't divorced to the second one because the first one ultimately died, and therefore the second one is his wife. But at that time, Va'avale Avoda B'shnei Batim, at that time, the avoda was done while the first was alive, was done as married to two women. So we still have not found a solution of how maskin and lo isha acheres. Ella says the Gemara two lines from the top and you give him a base. The amr lo harei zikitech almanas shetomus chavartech.
This is a hard havamina where, or suggested teretz, and that is that he says that the get will be chal if the friend dies. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma mesa chavra, v'avala gita. Daha gita, the get will be a valid bet, v'kamalei below bayis, and then he doesn't have any wife. Ella suggests the Gemara, d'migish lehu l'tarvayu l'chada. He's divorcing both of them. And he suggests the following. Amar lo, he says to the second wife, hareza gita echam nashlo tamas chavertach. You'll be divorced if the first one does not die. Oh, that's good. Then, if the first one does not die, he's divorced the second. Ulechada, but to the first, to take care of the problem of her dying be'emtza havoda, amelot, to the first, he says, harezegitech amenashelo tikansi lebeis hakneses, on the condition that you don't go into a shul. Now, what this does is, even if the first dies be'emtza havoda, then it won't be a problem that he was married to wives until the emtza havoda, because he also divorced the first, amenash lo tikansi lebeis hakneses. And since she didn't go into the beis hakneses, she was divorced. Ah, vavi legito bir kavet. Says the Gemara, it's not soundproof. Vidilma lo mesi chaverta. Maybe the first one will not die. Velo ay lehi lebeis hakneses. And she won't go into the Beis HaKnesses. Vavla Gita Tarvayu Gita, and then she'll be divorced to both of them. Vekamle below bias, and then he won't have a wife. Ella suggests the Gemara Lechadam Ela Rezi Gita Chamnashal Thomas Chavertach. To the first, he says it's a get on the condition that your friend, the first one, doesn't die. Ulechada. And to the other one, we have a slightly different lashon. Amalei says to Arezi Gita Chamnas She'ekanes Ani LeBeis HaKnesses. It'll be a get when I go into a Beis HaKnesses. D'imaisaha Kaimaha. If the first one, the second one dies, the first one is going to be alive. Excuse me. If the first one dies, the second one is going to be alive. V'imaisaha Kaimaha. And if the second one dies, the first one is alive. Ma'ika lemeimer, what was your concern? At we mentioned on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Dilma ma'isa chavarta bipalga da'avoda, va'avid la'avoda l'mafreya b'shnei batim. That if one of them dies, then it will turn out retroactively he was married to two wives. So now the second condition and the second get will solve. Ichazel adekabay lemeimus, if he sees that the first one is about to die. Kadim iyu, he will get up va'ayla beis hakneses and go to a shul to fulfill the condition. Umashvi l'gita da'ha gita l'mafreya. So if he sees that the first one is starting to die, he will go to a shul to create the get, as was the condition in the get he had given to the first one. And then he will be retroactively divorced from the first one the entire time and only be married to the second one. So that is the suggestion about how to handle the Kohen being married to two wives. Asks the Gemara, Maskev l'Ravasidi Tema Revavira Elamiata, Shtei Yevamos Habos Mi Bayis Echad. If you have two Yevamos that come from one house, the Halacha of Yibum should be affected now by how we read the Pasuk, V'chiper Ba'ado Va'ad Beiso, that the Kapara works if he has one house, v'lo b'shnei batim. So if you have a case where there are two women that are zakuk li'ibum, that were married to one man, lo yisyabmu. According to the above logic, you shouldn't do yibum. Why? Because in the context of yibum and chalitza, the Torah says, kachi yosel isha asher lo yivneh es beis achiv. There, the lashon is beis. That means that it should only be relevant if there's one base, not two. And over here, since there are two Yevamos, then they should be considered Shtei Batim. Just like we had argued in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. So Gemara answers, Yevamto Riba, that you're right. If it just said base, that should have been the conclusion. However, since it says Yevimto two times, it's coming to be Marbe, that type of case. Asks the Gemara on the top, on the top wide line, Maskeflor Avina Vitema Rav Shravya Elamiata Rusalotis Yabe. But if that would be so, let's say there's a case in which the husband dies when he is an Arusa and there is a brother. So then we would say that you should, the halach is that you're supposed to do Yibum. But we just got through saying that the definition of Bayis is not an Arusa, only a Nesua. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol, and it's not enough for the Kohen Gadol to do Erisin with her, we learned that Amid Alfi has to do Nesuin. So then in such a case here, you can't be Mekayim the Pasuk Ashilu Yivnes Pesach, because it's not yet his Bayis. The Gemara answers, Hachutza, the Pasuk says, Lo Siya Eishas HaMeis Hachutza L'Shzar, L'Rabos HaSarusa. That's coming to include even the Arusa. We'll begin today's Brisa in the bottom, but it's really mostly connected on tomorrow's daf. But let's just begin it. Five lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'ena ochel. Kohen Gadol, if he's an onen, brings the carbon, but he does not eat. Reb Yehuda Omer kol hayom. Reb Yehuda adds a comment that it's done the entire day. What Michael Yom, what does that mean? Amaravalo nitzurcha, what Reb Yehuda is trying to bring out is la elalo via mitoch beso. That there is an inyan to bring him from his house to the Beis HaMikdash in order to lessen his pain, in order that he should be osek in avoda on the entire day. The Gemara then will discuss the Amoraim, who will debate the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. This page of Hashem concludes Daf Yud Gimel in Maseches Yumah.